Binge the full week of The Ray Taylor Show ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus.
This is The Ray Taylor Show.
Swipe Up, episode 226, the podcast where I share my unfiltered thoughts on the latest news and entertainment updates. I'm your host, Ray Taylor. And every Thursday, I'll be bringing you my fresh perspective on a variety of topics. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about the Chinese surveillance balloon, which seems to be one of many things that has been shot out of the sky recently. I'm also going to be talking about Republicans in Iowa trying to bring back the good old tradition of child labor. And finishing off with the story about AMC theaters changing their price to a movie based on your seating location. So those are the stories I'm going to be talking about in this episode of Swipe Up. Let's get started, shall we? Starting off with our first story, here's a timeline where the Chinese surveillance balloon was spotted before being shot down over the Atlantic. A suspected Chinese spy balloon was shot down in U.S. airspace. The balloon was described as a white and size of three buses, gigantic, traveling at an altitude of 60,000 feet. Chinese Foreign Ministry claims it was used for meteorological purposes. Pretty ridiculous to be sending weather balloons over the U.S. The balloon entered U.S. airspace on January 28th near the Aleutian Island in Alaska. It entered Canadian airspace on January 30th, so 2 days later, over the Northwest Territories. It re-enters U.S. airspace over northern Idaho on January 31st earlier. So it's kind of going along the northern border of America and southern border of Canada. Early sightings of the balloon were reported in Montana and Kansas. The balloon was seen over northern Carolina and southern Carolina and eventually shot down over the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of South Carolina. So it got all the way across the United States, which is kind of crazy. The balloon was struck by an F-22 firing a missile roughly six nautical miles off the South Carolina coast. The balloon was ultimately shot down in U.S. airspace over U.S. territorial waters by fighter aircraft assigned to U.S. Northern Command. Which apparently there was one shot down in Canada. Canada shot one down. And apparently there was another one shot down in Alaska. So it seems like this first one they waited. It seems like they waited to make sure they shoot it down in an area that is not populated. Probably because they didn't know what was in it. Who knows? Shoot it down. Maybe it detonates when it hits the ground. Who knows? Maybe that was the purpose for us to potentially shoot it down over U.S. soil. But that's was their excuse for that first one, why it took them so long to wait until it got all the way to the other side of the country before shooting it down. But since then, there's been another one shot down in Alaska and then another one shot down by Canada. And from what I've heard, there's also Iran is working with like a drone company. Ideas that maybe drones could be potentially a threat coming up. Kind of crazy. Obviously, I don't have all of the details. Obviously, there's going to be plenty of the United States population who believe a lot of fictional crazy stuff. And from what it seems like, this happened during Trump's election as well. Except for he didn't do anything, which makes sense because Trump really only cared about how he could profit off of his presidency or how he could help other wealthy people profit while he was president. That seemed to be the only thing he cared about. He doesn't care about anybody aside from himself. I would imagine he cares very little about his family, but he's somebody that only cares about himself and only really values money, which is something that he's ever actually had to earn himself. He comes from money. All of his money came from his daddy. So him and his family are all people that have never actually understood what building something from nothing is. For them to care about the public at large is pretty laughable. It's kind of sad that people actually think he cares about them, right? Especially a lot of poor white people that think this billionaire is somehow relatable to them, as like a guy that's never had to think of the price of groceries, probably has never shopped for groceries himself, probably never seen a bill, right? Probably never had to think, can he afford had to check his bank balance to see if he's going to overdraft that month, right? There is a completely different reality that people like that exist in, that have zero connection to what the majority of human beings are living with. And that's coming from people like Trump, who come from money, who's never really started, have never had nothing, right? Similar to like an Elon Musk, or, you know, a lot of billionaires really all come from money, all have had financed from their parents, from their family. And even people who may have come from something, who have actually made a career, like maybe like a Joe Rogan, who started from nothing and now is a wealthy white person who is just as detached from reality as somebody like Trump or an Adam Carolla. Like, there's a lot of rich white dudes that are pretty much have disconnected from the reality of life. And I don't know how I got into talking about that when it comes to Chinese weather balloons or whatever their surveillance balloons are. I don't know, man. As far as like, I know I've seen people discuss, oh, it's happening because they think America is in decline. It's like, no duh, America. America's been in decline for a long time. Pretty much, I would say, the trajectory changed for this country back in the 80s when Reagan really changed the wealth directions in this country and lowered the tax rate for the wealthy people in this country and increased taxes for all the poor people and middle class people in this country have really been the only people to pay their fair share of taxes, where since the 80s, wealthy people have gotten a pretty big break and continue to get pretty big breaks. And there is a whole political party that is defending at every chance against anything to change with that concern. So I would say in many ways we have been on a downward trajectory as far as our society. I think 9/11 was a pretty big part of that, where we just start these forever wars, right? The one time we've been attacked on American soil was when a Republican president was in charge and really didn't care too much when we were being attacked, as he was reading a child's story to a bunch of children in a school, right? They didn't really do much. I don't believe the conspiracy that they caused it, that they planned it, as much as they knew it was going to happen and they just allowed it to happen in order for them to then make a bunch of money with all of these government contracts for war. Obviously, Vice President at the time made a whole huge amount of money with Halliburton, right? It's just insane. So I think we've been on a pretty hefty decline for a while. We are very much late stage capitalism. We are very much in a place where, you know, there's a reason there's a lot of people that are homeless. There's a reason why people are not wanting to work at jobs that don't pay them a living wage. And it's insane that there's a huge amount of the population who defends wealthy people, defends these ideas and these trajectories as if people who are poor or homeless are lazy in some way. It is absolutely insane, the amount of delusion that exists in this world. But yeah, of course, okay, spy balloons, which happened during a time when we had a worthless president who's literally failed at everything, a guy who's never actually succeeded in anything. All of his businesses were failures. He never won a popular vote when he got the job as presidency. He failed to overthrow the government. This dude has literally failed at everything he's attempted to do. And people still support him. And he tricks all of these simps into giving him their money. Like, he tricks so many people into donating money to him. It is absolutely insane. So, of course, he didn't do anything. He wouldn't have done anything. Like, if a country wanted to invade the United States while Trump was president, he wouldn't have done shit. He would have just gotten on a yacht and said, peace out. The dude runs for cover at the slightest sign of difficulty. I don't know. It is what it is. And it's crazy, I'm sure, and related to the fact that there is an increase in these unidentified, I forget what they call them now. They're not UFOs. They have a different distinction. Talked about a few weeks ago. I'm sure these weather balloons, these surveillance balloons, are only some of the devices countries are using to spy on us or surveil us, as if we aren't spying on ourselves in a lot of cases, as if we aren't spying on other countries as well, right? I don't know. Like, to think that our government has our best wishes and our protections at hand seems pretty ridiculous when you see the types of laws that are constantly voted against, the rights that are constantly being taken away, the distractions that they're doing as they label people that are different as monsters in order to, like, completely distract them from the massive amounts of abuse that they're doing on every single level. Let's take a quick break from this episode to talk about, are you a fan of art, movies, and all things entertainment? Then you need to check out youtube.com/inspireddisorder. Our page is jam-packed with all kinds of great content, including making of videos of the many faces, an ongoing art series of abstract ink paintings. But that's not all. We also feature daily episodes from The Ray Taylor Show, a podcast that brings you movie reviews, TV show reviews, episode recaps, opinions on news and entertainment, and much more. There's also a weekly diary and top 5 movie rankings of a variety of categories. And if that wasn't enough, we've also got how-to videos covering all kinds of topics. So why wait? Head on over to youtube.com/inspireddisorder and start exploring the amazing content we have to offer. And now, back to the show. Anyway, let's move on. Next story, just to another example of how the Republican Party is, you know, this is the direction. This is something that I've been saying, literally been saying they want to do. And now there's a Republican bill seeks to end child labor protections in Iowa. It would also shield companies from any liability if a child undergoes bodily injury, sickness, or death. That is what the Republican Party is actively trying to do to this country. They want to turn the dial back to the Industrial Revolution. They want to make child like the next step. There is going to be a state, like, if Republicans continue on their trend, they are going to introduce in some state, in some red state, a Republican is going to introduce a bill that will be a loopholed version of slavery, as if slavery already exists, obviously, with private prisons. But that guaranteed is going to be, or indentured servitude, like there's going to be some flavor of slavery. That's like the next step, right? They marginalize a minority group, label them as monsters. Check. Like, they've done that. That's their playbook for throughout history, right? Label a group as an enemy, distract people, right? Not the real enemy. It's completely fabricated, but it gets their little sheeple distracted. Remove all protections for human life, right? So businesses can just destroy, use humans however they want, maximize profits, destroy, absolutely decimate the environment, decimate the planet, pollute everything, as they're already doing, as Trump allowed so many protections to be eliminated when it comes to what companies are allowed to do to the environment. It's just insane. But this bill, child labor, this is what they want. They've done steps already, right? Was it during the pandemic or just after the pandemic? There was it like Wisconsin was trying to allow like 15, 16-year-olds to work late, right? They were trying to extend the hours. Children who have a part-time job, like their first job or whatever, have a worker's permit, extend the hours that they are allowed to work. But this is like straight up, let's put kids back to work, right? They already have a war on education. They don't want public education to exist. They're attacking that on every front, right? So what are kids going to do? Well, if they're not going to school, let's put them to work, right? They want to turn America into like the 1800s. That's what they want. They want only laws to exist for white male property owners and for everybody else to be second-class citizens. That would be their golden ticket. That would be their goal, to turn back the time to that. So this bill was introduced by Republican state lawmakers in Iowa. It would roll back child labor laws so that teens as young as 14 could work in previously prohibited jobs. The bill would allow teens to work in jobs such as mining, logging, and animal slaughtering. Teens under 18 would still be banned from employment in certain fields such as meatpacking and operating dangerous machinery. Although, you know, once you start rolling stuff back, let's just keep it going, right? Oh, it's working out so well. Profits. Kids don't need to get paid as much because they live at home. So, of course, there's no need to give them a living wage. The bill contains a section that would allow exceptions to the prohibited jobs for teens. The proposed bill expands the hours teens may work, right? They've been working for that already. The bill shields businesses from liability if a minor employee is sick, injured, or killed, which is perfect. They obviously want to maximize profits and get blamed and held responsible for nothing, right? Taking responsibility for your actions is something that no Republican wants to do. And it's exactly the same with businesses, right? If you do something wrong, it's cancel culture if you hold me accountable, right? So they want to protect the businesses in case they kill kids. Labor advocates have criticized the bill, obviously, calling it dangerous and reprehensible. The bill is being introduced amid an ongoing labor shortage in Iowa. It's not a labor shortage. It's a pay shortage. It is people not wanting to work at jobs that don't pay them enough. That's the problem. And of course, kids, like I said, don't require to exist. Like, they're already living at home, right? It's fucking insane, man. Child labor violations are not uncommon in Iowa, particularly among immigrant minors. That's not surprising at all. A lot of the labor protections in this country are only for people in this country. That's why there's a lot of businesses use immigrants to work in conditions that are absolutely, like, dangerous. Like, a lot of that happens in California, too, with a lot of the farming. It's ridiculous. Especially in, like, severe heat, 120-degree heat, right? Working just insane hours out in the direct sunlight. It's just the level of, like, care towards human life at all is so minuscule compared to the massive amount of care that goes into wealthy people and corporations to become more wealthy, right? There is so much care and protection and thought put into how do we make life even easier for these people that are already hoarding the majority of money in the entire world? How do we help pamper them? Because life is just so difficult for them that we need to make sure it's easier. And then all of the people that actually do the work are livestock, and whether they live or die, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It is absolutely insane. And there's people that argue for that treatment of human life. It is insane. It is absolutely insane. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to talk about, are you looking to add some unique and expressive artwork to your home, office, or wardrobe? Look no further than the Many Faces series by Ray Taylor. That's me. These abstract paintings on paper explore the endless possibilities of the human face, capturing unique expressions of emotion, mood, tone, and energy in just a few minimal features. Now you can bring these stunning and thought-provoking pieces into your own space with high-quality prints and t-shirts, featuring designs from the Many Faces series. Or take home a one-of-a-kind original piece for your collection. Don't miss out on this opportunity to add some original and expressive artwork to your home, office, or wardrobe. Head on over to inspireddisorder.com to browse and purchase original artworks, prints, and t-shirts from the Many Faces series today. And now, back to the show! So anyway, let's move on. Iowa, of course. Iowa, trying to get those child labor back in action in America. Making America disgusting again. Our last story, moving on to our last story, AMC theaters to price movie tickets by seat location. This is, you know, not surprising. It's just another aspect of what's happening in this country. Obviously, movie theater industry on the downward slope for a long time. Pandemic didn't help. But instead of changing the movie going experience, improving the movie going experience in some way to draw in more people to come, like, the only thing that they've done is increase prices, right? The price of going to a movie today, far more than it ever used to be. Aside from the blip in time where like MoviePass existed and a lot of these subscription things exist, which still exists. AMC has a version of that, which if you're part of that membership, these changes will not affect you. So if you're a A-list Stubbs member or whatever they call it, you pay the same price. It doesn't, you can sit anywhere, right? You're a valued member. You're a person that exists on a level that is higher than everybody else because you're able to afford a subscription plan to their thing. But the initiative is based on a seat location within an auditorium similar to those you would find at any other entertainment venues, which makes sense on that level. But for the history of movie theaters, you bought a ticket and you sat wherever you wanted. It was a very democratic, first come, first serve. Enjoy the movie. You all paid, right? But now you're going to have people, which I don't know how they're going to enforce this, But now you're going to have people that spend more for the center row, right? And then you'll have the cheap seats. It's all based on sight line. So if you're in the front row or side rows, that costs, it's like, depending on where you're sitting, costs less or more. And not like theaters are fully staffed. And even when I worked at a movie theater back in the early 2000s, the end of 1999, even these type of staffing that theaters had back then, the majority of people that work at movie theaters are kids. That is usually a job that kids will get out of high school or while they are in high school. So to think that children are going to somehow get people to follow the rules of where to sit is preposterous. It is preposterous, especially in an age where we saw during the pandemic, where we saw so many grown adults act like spoiled little children, not wanting to follow the smallest rule that actually impacted the health and well-being of other people. It's not just the inconvenience of sitting in a seat that gives them a better view of the screen. It is potentially passing a virus on to somebody that could potentially kill the other person or somebody that person is related to or lives with that may be immunocompromised, right? There's dire consequences to the people that did not want to follow a basic rule that was pretty effortless to follow. But they acted like grown adults, acted like their life had been put through the most like horrific situation, to have to put on a mask to them was the same as asking them to step up onto the stage and put a rope around your neck, right? They thought it was a death sentence. They thought it was going to destroy their life to put on a mask. They made excuses, just the most ridiculous excuses for why they wouldn't put on a mask. Grown adults acting like spoiled children, literally throwing tantrums in grocery stores because they were asked to do a basic thing. Right? They already, in most places, you have to wear clothes, you have to wear a shirt, shorts, some shoes. Right? And if you don't wear shoes, you can't go into a store in a lot of places. Right? Imagine back when retailers first implemented having to wear shoes, and at that time seeing grown adults crying, these barefoot adults crying about having to put something on their feet. The exact same thing with how these grown adults cried and just like the most pathetic display of like privilege and like stubbornness and just like childlike nature at this minor inconvenience. Absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. So, you know, any of those people go into a movie theater, not want to sit, you know, not want to have to pay the extra money, buy a cheap ticket, and just go sit in the expensive seats. There are going to be adults throwing tantrums in movie theaters. And the shitty thing is, they'll probably be doing it in the middle of the movie. You'll be going to a movie theater, there'll be somebody crying and acting like a baby because they sat in the wrong seat and they don't want to move. They don't want to be inconvenienced to do anything, right? Because they feel they should be allowed to do whatever they want, right? They are special. Everybody else, the world revolves around them, right? A 16-year-old kid who's got a job cleaning theaters is going to have to go in and try and talk to this adult that acts like a 5-year-old. A spoiled little 5-year-old, And there's going to be issues, just like there were issues with the masks. There's going to be stories about customer in AMC movie, an event, fight broke out. Adult, watch this video of this grown adult arguing during Shrek 5. I don't know what movie's coming out. During Avatar, Way of Fire. You know, whatever big movies are coming out. It's ridiculous. It's going to happen. And, you know, if you hear enough stories about, oh, well, where do you want to go see a movie? And you have to go to AMC, where it's like, oh, remember that last time we were there, that one guy? We missed half of the movie because that one guy. And then, of course, movie theaters will hand out free passes. So it's ultimately probably not going to net them much more money. Instead of, like, actually making the experience of going to see a movie better. So, three different options. The first option is standard seating. The second option is lower priced for the front row. And front row seats and selected ADA seats. And the third option is premium price for seats in the middle of the auditorium. The AMC Stubs members will be able to get discounts on the value sight line. And A-list members will be able to reserve preferred sight line seats for free. Well, it means they can reserve them for free, so they still have to pay. They're going to be paying more. I don't know what that necessarily means. I don't know. I guess reserve because they can just get any seat, so they don't have to pay any extra price to get the premium seating. Although if you go to a theater that's popular and there's a bunch of members, those preferred seating probably going to fill up with members. And then, I don't know, it just seems like this is going to cause tons of problems. Sightline at AMC is applied to all showtimes after 4 p.m. at participating locations, excluding Discount Tuesdays. The initiative is designed to provide a more personalized movie-going experience and to align AMC's seating prices with other entertainment venues. Other people are doing it, so why can't we do it? But like, if you go to most other venues, you go to a concert and you get the nosebleed seats, you physically can't get into the higher priced seats because of security. It's not like movie theaters going to have security that check your tickets to allow you into the premium seats. Right? You go to a football game, you can't just walk up to a box. You can't just go, you know, to sit along the field, right? You can't just go to places. There are people that do not allow you to just freely go wherever you want, which in a movie theater, you can. So it's not at all like other entertainment events that literally have people and things that keep people from going into areas they didn't pay for, right? You can't just go backstage. Oh, but I got the nosebleed, so you can just walk backstage. And then if they catch you, then they'll kick you out. That's not how it works. But that's how it's going to work at AMC. But they're selling it. It's like, well, other people are doing it, so we're going to do it too. It makes it okay that we're doing it. Right? This is the latest experiment with movie ticket pricing by AMC Theaters as they try to recover from the effects of COVID-19. Right. It's a great excuse. We're recovering, as if movie theaters haven't been on a downward decline before the pandemic, which I'm sure they got plenty of government money from to be okay, to recover, whatever. AMC previously charged more for the opening weekend tickets of The Batman and offered matinee prices for all showings of $80 for Brady. So they increased prices when they knew a tentpole comic book movie was in theaters and gave senior prices to a movie they knew seniors would go to. I know. I guess it's interesting that they're trying stuff, but none of this seems like a good long-term plan at all. At all. I mean, people still buy tickets for a movie and sneak in, right? You can't keep people from going into a different movie, regardless, let alone sit in a different seat. Even if there's assigned seating, people will sit in whatever seat they want. And then you have some employee come up, or you're going to have a manager or supervisor come in, flashlight, completely interrupt the movie that's going on. None of that stuff makes going to a movie theater better. None of it. Kind of ridiculous. All right, that's it. Let's do some shout-outs and get out of here, shall we? Shout-out to ABC News. Shout-out AJ+. Shout-out IGN.com. And most importantly, shout-out to you. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Swipe Up. I hope you enjoyed my thoughts and opinions and insights on the latest news and entertainment updates. I'll see you next Thursday for more unfiltered opinions and fresh perspectives. New episodes of The Ray Taylor Show come out every single day. Subscribe on YouTube and everywhere our podcasts are found. Binge the full week over at inspireddisorder.com/plus. Buy Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!
Today is the day where you wake up and you realize that everything that you've been dreaming about, everything that you've been wanting, every goal and wish and hope that you've ever had can become real. Dreams can come true. What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.